8843.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big week. Obama getting ready to address the UN, talking about the Muslim nations. Will he come out swinging when it comes to Libya or embracing what is happening in the Middle East? Very little concrete information on that speech is flying out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. In fact, his aides are saying, well, you're just going to have to watch. Ahmadinejad gives his own speech on Wednesday, and the hammer has been laid down that he shouldn't be able to speak. However, we've been down this road before. Maybe he shouldn't be able to speak. He's a leader of a country. He comes to the UN. Them's the breaks, as they say. Makes me kind of sick to see him motoring around New York. It does, because I think he speaks out of both sides of his mouth. So I said that to somebody today, and they said, what, do you think politicians here don't speak out of both sides of their mouth? Yes, but this guy is dangerous. Dangerous in a different sense than our politicians are dangerous to our way of life. At least I think that. He is. He's on the evil dictator nasty guy list. And forever and a day, he's been kicking sand in our face as we give him chance after chance after chance after chance after chance after chance. How many chances can one dictator get? Because he operates Iran like a dictatorship, I guess, except for the Ayatollah, who also has a ton of power. Hey, coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, we are going to go to the mailbag, because so many of you had things to say about the UN speeches. Also, the back and forth, the flip-flopping on what the White House was saying happened at the consulate to the ambassador and the three others, meaning, was it a pre-planned attack? Was it a terrorist attack? Was it a spontaneous attack because of the 14 minutes of the Prophet Muhammad, the so-called movie on YouTube? It just never ends. Never ends. Because this is now week 2.5 going into this, and the conversation is continuing down that same road. Overwhelmingly, I got more mail about that than anything else. Anything else. Some of the other things you wanted to talk about included the fact that Ahmadinejad is in town in New York and that he's ripping Israel to shreds, and why should we have to put up with it? Well, the answer is what I just told you. It happens every single time he comes in to talk to the UN. Every single time people get upset over what he says about Israel, what he says about nuclear power and what they're actually doing in Iran. You know, the laundry list is long, and this is just a wicked game of chess that we're playing with Ahmadinejad of who can outlast whom, I suppose. Are you sick of all these tell-all books? You know, it's like our world operates on the more infamous you are, the more famous you become, the more crap you sell and people buy it. And we see it over and over again with reality television. Arnold Schwarzenegger, remember him? Yeah, the former governor of California. He's got a new autobiography out, and he talks about how he was, in his words, blindsided by his ex-wife when she waited until he left office to set up counseling sessions to confront him about the child he had had with the housekeeper. The book is called, cleverly, Total Recall, and it comes out next week. He says they went to a therapist's office for a meeting initiated by her, and then he went into other details about what happened. And now I guess he can tell all because he's not with Maria Shriver. He talked about the housekeeper and what happened there and how that all started and hiding everything that was going on and all kinds of nasty stuff. Wonder if people will buy it. Wonder if that's a page turner. That people are people that interested in Arnold Schwarzenegger now? I think you get just a small line of time after you're out of the public eye. He was certainly in the public eye, but then you're forgotten or you're just not as well known. You're not in the cycle of news for at least a week here. Couple days there, you're just out of it. You're not part of it. So will he draw enough attention? Is he enough of a drawing card that people are going to want to read his book? I'm going to say it's a toss-up. I don't know. Would you want to read Schwarzenegger's book? If I get copies of Schwarzenegger's book, will you want them? Will you want me to send you a copy of his book? I think people will want it for free, but will you pay? Will you pay is the answer to the question. Will you pay full price for his book about things that happened a long time ago? Long time ago. There's a raging debate, and this also filled some of your letters about spanking. A Texas school district, doesn't everything happen in Texas, is actually considering revising its corporal punishment policy after the mother of a high school sophomore said her daughter suffered injuries during a paddling that was handed out by a male vice principal. So the question becomes really twofold. Should you be able to hit a kid at school? And if you are, what are your limitations? In other words, where is the line cut off of how many times you can hit a kid? And there is some school districts where they allow corporal punishment. But the question becomes, when it's doled out by a teacher or administrator, it shouldn't be someone of the same sex. The controversy over this is about a 15-year-old girl who allegedly let a classmate copy her homework, and the VP disciplined her with a large wooden paddle, which he swung violently. Well, that doesn't sound good. The description of using the word violently. And what's coming out of the school is it wasn't really that hard. By the way, 31 states plus Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico have abolished corporal punishment in public schools. States like Bama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Texas, Wyoming, and others still allow it. In 2005-2006, the latest year for which the info is that it's available, less than 1% of students in districts that allow corporal punishment were spanked. How about that? I can't imagine now with the way things are that very many people can adopt this whole corporal punishment thing back again. I don't think so. But you had something to say about it, so we're going to check the mail next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation, filling up the mailbag. Remember, you know, this is a smart audience. You start thinking about something, it gets under your skin, shoot it to me. Send me an email on whatever it is, americatonight.net. On that note, let's head to the snail mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. And topping the mail, as I mentioned, a couple of things. One, the UN speech for the Prez. This one from the turbaned one. That's interesting. The turbaned one says, "Hello, Kate Delaney in America Tonight. I listen to the show at least 3 times a week. I have to say I thoroughly enjoy it. You hopscotch around to some interesting things and come up with new twists of your own. That's not sucking up to you. It's just what I've observed. Obama speaking at the UN. The crazy thing is the comments about the fact that he's just too busy for any kind of meetings when he's at the UN. Think of the world leaders there. If he is trying to help out the Muslim world, why wouldn't he meet with some of the people that are there, even if it's just for a handful of minutes at a time?" Well, see, here's the thing. This is what became controversial, I guess, and this is why the turbaned one is asking me this. The White House said, when asked about it, that there's going to be a reception. on Monday evening there was a reception, and that the president would run into foreign leaders at this reception, and he stays in contact with them, but that he has a busy schedule all the time. Mistake, I think, for Carney to say that. It sounded funny, because he repeated the busy thing twice. I don't know. It sounded funny to me when I heard it. So there was no answer to, well, wait a second. Isn't it possible to fit in 13 one-on-one meetings on the sidelines? Didn't they do that before? And so why would you have Secretary of State Hillary Clinton handle the meetings this year? And why would you go and tape The View? So, see, that leads to controversy. Wait a second. You're taping the woman show in the morning, but you're not meeting with leaders. I don't get it. So he kind of brushed that off. And that led to, I think, some blowback for the White House. And maybe they'll end up scheduling meetings. I don't know. Who knows? But as of now, he's just too busy for meetings. He's just too busy to do that. All right, here's another one from Jill, who says, my better half wanted me to email you and ask about the so-called speech at the UN for Obama. One, doesn't he always speak to the UN? And what are we going to hear that's so bloody different from things that we've heard in the past? Now, I don't hate the president. I certainly won't vote for him. But I could care less what he has to say about the Muslim world. Didn't the Arab Spring really blow up in America's face? Well, that's why the pressure is there, because you had the consulate attack in Libya, and there's got to be something there. I mean, what happens now? I guess that's it. What happens now? Hey, this is what we're pushing for, and geez, what happened in Libya? We can't tolerate that, or whatever he says. I don't even know the kind of language that he'll use, because remember, last time, and this is why it's interesting, last time it was all about how the good feelings and the Arab Spring, and we're optimistic that things can really change and parts of the Middle East, they didn't even use the word parts, but that we have these wonderful things happening in the Middle East, and let the people have the vote and all that kind of stuff. So are we completely disengaging from the Middle East? Are we still invested in what's going on in the Middle East? You know, what's the word as far as the Muslim world is concerned? I think that is what the people paying attention to this want to know. Are we committed to Israel? Are we committed to Egypt? Are we committed to other countries getting to that democratic state? After all, wasn't that what everything was about, as far as the push to continue to help with voting, that kind of stuff, when Tunisia and Egypt and Libya were looking for new leaders? Wasn't that the idea? And I think the president hasn't wavered on this, that there is and this was part of the election pulling back and forth, the push-pull, that Israel, they're committed to Israel. But when you're committed to Israel, then you have Ahmadinejad get up and say the crazy anti-Zionist and things that he'll yell out, that will lead to some kind of blowback, I would assume. I think that the war on terror should be addressed. Will we hear anything about the anti-Islamic film? I doubt it. I don't know. And that's the answer. I didn't get much from anyone I knew in Washington either. That there will be more conversation about the Arab Spring, for whatever, you know, for whatever that means. All right, let's move on to something else. This one comes to us from Clay, who says, hello, America. Tonight, don't know if you saw it or not, there's been a wild debate. And especially where I live here in Missouri, some local stations are talking about it. First of all, do you think there should be corporal punishment in schools, and how effective really is it? And should there be different genders administering the corporal punishment in areas where they do dish it out to the kids? Well, this became a big story because outside of Fort Worth, Texas, there's a small little town called Springtown. They allow corporal punishment, but they didn't want to have any controversy. So they say it's only allowed when the person who does it, the teacher or the administrator, is the same sex as the student. So there was a 15-year-old girl who let a classmate copy her homework. The VP disciplined her with a wooden spoon. He swung it at her. And so the mother is upset, saying that the daughter said it was numb and it burned her and she had to sleep on her side and she was humiliated and embarrassed and she thought it wasn't fair. Well, if you agree to it, unfortunately, and you sign, yes, my child can have corporal punishment, then you're saying, whether now you like it or not, you're saying yes to it. They're going to discuss it, and how much you want to bet they ditch some of this policy. I don't know. It seems antiquated. Does it really work? Here's what I want to know. What kind of corporal punishment are you talking about? Does it really work? Go back to the 70s. More than 1.5 million students were paddled compared to 2005-2006. So the Supreme Court ruled that spanking or paddling by school is lawful where it had not been exploited, or had not been, hopefully not exploited, or had not been explicitly outlawed by the local cops, by the people who are in the district who say, nah, we can't do that. We can't do that. Here's one from Switch. Thumbs down to corporal punishment. Are you kidding me? I certainly wouldn't want my daughter or my son to get paddled in front of the whole class. Doesn't make any sense. Don't know that it would discourage them from doing the things that they wanted to do anyway. If you get my drift. Let's take another one. This one is from, it looks like Mako. Mako, like the shark. Mako says, hello world and America tonight. I like that. Good laugh. I have one thing to ask about. I don't know if you have talked about it yet or not. But did you happen to notice that there's been a massive peanut butter recall at Trader Joe's? I heard you talking about Trader Joe's and what a cool place it is. I think it's cool, too, but I definitely am not psyched about the peanut butter because I would get the peanut butter from there. You know, when you like a certain kind or brand, now I'm worried to death over salmonella. Well, for goodness sake, don't eat any of the peanut butter that you have now. The Trader Joe's, they came out with some more. So push that aside, because you certainly don't want to get salmonella poisoning. Oh, that would be nasty. Somebody trying to do something about the economy. It starts with one, and then it mushrooms.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You might put your love and trust on the line. It's risky. People love to tear that down. Let them try. Do it anyway. Risk it anyway. If you're paralyzed by a voice in your head, it's the standing still that should be scaring you instead. Go on and do it anyway. Do it anyway. There'll be times you might leave before you look. There'll be times you'll like the cover and that's precisely why you'll love the book. Do it anyway.
Really excited to talk to our next guest. He owns a business. He's a millennial, right? And we've been talking about this. What happens when you're a business owner? You've got all this ambition. You're watching to see where things are headed. And you're not happy with what's going on in a couple of facets of tax laws and what the future holds, for example, with Obamacare and just, again, more of the pounding you take as an entrepreneur these days and could take, it could go in a worse direction by the government. You know, you all know how I feel about that. So welcoming here to America Tonight, he's in our virtual green room, Ryan Rickard. He's the founder of the American Small Business Movement. And I love this. YesWeBuildIt.com. Hey, Ryan, thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
Thank you.
So, first of all, tell us about your business and your concerns. You own something called the Clean Slate Group. What do you do, and how concerned are you about the future when it comes to being an entrepreneur and a business person?
Well, to answer you kind of in reverse order there, very concerned. But my business, I left kind of the corporate world. I was involved in indoor football, marketing of and management of indoor football for 8 years, and then I went to an ad agency. This last year I took a huge risk and ultimately leap of faith to start a for-profit company funding a nonprofit, our nonprofit charity arm. So Clean Slate Group funds Clean Slate Project, and what we do is we have a combination of anti-graffiti vinyl and laminate, and we wrap eyesore objects for cities. So we do city beautification, we wrap traffic signal boxes, kind of how we started, everything from dumpsters to city vehicles to bus stops to all that, and it's resistant to spray paint markers and damaging adhesives. And we take either public art is kind of our big thing, or historical photos or scenic photos. So that's how we started. We're headquartered in Montana, but we just did a great project in Minneapolis. We're working with some other big cities across the country, and it's been really exciting. So it's been great.
So you said Minneapolis was one. This is a problem across the country. So what a great business idea. What besides Minneapolis, and maybe Minneapolis is it? What was your favorite project to date?
Well, you know, my hometown, where I live and where I went to college is Bozeman, Montana. So I'm a proud Bobcat, Montana State University. And so Bozeman was neat because it was my hometown. And I took a spark between my ears, and I was able to progress it and develop it and spend countless hours of kind of mad scientist style figuring out what vinyls and what laminates would actually work, and with the complex curves and everything. So Bozeman was probably my favorite. But every project is so neat because in each city, we take, I say 10 to 15%, but it's usually right around 10 or 12%, as much as we can to cover our costs, but also fund youth organizations in that city. So Minneapolis went to Minneapolis, Bozeman to Bozeman. We're in conversations with New Orleans and Portland and Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and Fargo, and all these cities. And, in all of them, the projects, the charity will go to those organizations that my hopes and my thinking is it'll fund the organizations that help these kids fill their idle time, teach them right for wrong, and ultimately limit the cycle of vandalism.
Yeah, there you go. Good for you. Talk about that's terrific. I can see this in my mind. I'm thinking this can really mushroom, which you obviously know. You mentioned some of the cities that you're already talking to, and then putting it back into the city itself, keeping the dollars there and helping other people. Just a terrific idea. Talk about yeswebuildit.com and the whole push with the small business movement. We'll just combine them, and the idea is right to keep the money here in the United States and to strengthen ourselves within, right?
Absolutely. So what we did is, you know, on July 13th, when the president had his whole conversation about government's role and how if you have a small business, you didn't build it, someone else made that happen. I looked at that from every side. I tried to put myself in all potential views, shoes, if that makes sense. So I was looking at it from all angles. And whether or not you agree or disagree, it was taken in or out of context. I took the opportunity. It ruffled my feathers because I just turned 29 years old. My wife's 27. She's pregnant. We've had pregnancy complications, so she was home. It's like a Sunday night that is reserved for family time typically for us, and just running the midnight oil. Just like, you know, that's my sob story, just like everyone else, 100 million other people. But, it irked me enough to want to do something. What I really wanted to do, I'm not a negative person, nor am I, I'm happy. I wanted to take a stand, and I took a stand on this position, and I saw an opportunity to take this negative, both sides being negative, his comment and how the media ran with it either way, and try to turn it into a positive for small business and stand up for something I believe in. I don't think that that side of government or the president gives proper credit to the hard work of small business owners. And you can argue all day that, you know, the small business owner didn't actually build it, it's the customer. But I'll argue right back, you know, that no one built my business. And obviously we survive because of our customers, and that's a big part. So that's a whole other part. But so we created, right away I bought up yeswebuiltit.com. We built it. We built that. We bought like, I don't know, 10 websites.
Uh-huh.
And then I put a trademark in on, Yes, We Built It. And then come to find out a couple weeks later, Romney's group was obviously using it for the RNC, and, which has been great because we have, the road of awareness has been, is more than paved, and the president gave me the substance to work with. And me owning a print shop, it was kind of a perfect storm to say, hey, we can do yard signs, vehicle decals, window decals, t-shirts, hats, we can do everything. And it just, it exploded in my little group of friends overnight, and has since just caught fire, which is, it's really ironic because I'm building a business out of him saying we didn't build a business. And I'm actually creating jobs, which has been really cool. So it's just been a really, really neat experience.
So when you say you're creating jobs for people to help you with yeswebuiltit.com and the t-shirts and all that kind of stuff?
Exactly. Yep. So we've been, a lot of it we're doing in-house. We have some stuff that is outsourced, I guess. We have some local people here. Everything, all of our products are American-made, and we try to be as green as possible with our eco-solvent prints and recycled materials and all this. But it's all about America, because this is my belief, even before all this was said, it is a no-brainer, and it makes me so frustrated, especially with people my age. You know, I can't believe how little my circle of friends, and I love them all, but most of them either act like they don't care or don't care, and they'll take the path of least resistance, and the cheapest option, even if it is produced outside of our country, for the you know they'll spend the $5 instead of the $7 when they don't realize the whole circle that they're either funding or supporting or not supporting.
Yeah. Do you think, I mean, that's a good thing where they're kind of laissez-faire is what you're saying in your own circle. Will those friends vote? Do you think they're going to go out and vote? Because that's the other thing we hear, that a lot of people that are in your age bracket are saying, nah, I'm not voting. I don't care. I'm not voting.
Yeah. No, I think that's absolutely a big problem. And I'll be, you know, I've always exercised my right to vote. I've got, war veteran grandfathers, and it was just from the get-go, I came out waving an American flag, proud to be an American. And so I've always voted, but I have been guilty of not paying close enough attention or, taking just like a wait until last minute and being like, well, kind of vote either, I don't know, vote with the masses if I've actually been guilty of that. But, I haven't been properly educated. And I feel many of my friends, and not only my friends, but the market research we're intentionally and unintentionally doing because of this Yes, We Built It. .com. We're seeing it. A lot of people, they're like, they don't care, or they're just saying, oh, the media, everything's so, it's so dramatic, I can't even keep up, so I'm not going to vote. And it blows my mind, and it's really, it's not only sad, it's just kind of scary that people need to educate themselves, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. I love that you swooped in and you did the yeswebuiltit.com. That was brilliant. See, that wasn't a waste for you to hear those words because you've made a business on it. And, I mean, this, you know, kind of the sky's the limit, at least for in the short run, and probably even beyond that. How many have you been able to put to, you know, how many people have you been able to put to work? A handful of people?
A handful of people. And we're actually interviewing some people this week. And so right now I think there are between Clean Slate and Yes, We Built It, there are about 7 of us working.
Wow.
And then we're looking to probably take on 2 or 3 more. And that to a lot of people won't sound like a lot, but that is incredible leaps and bounds for our tiny little business. So it's been a big deal. It's been really neat. And the thing that we've done also in addition to those products is we've been able to use this as a platform for small businesses to tell their story. So not only to come on and say, hey, check out my products, but to tell their story of I didn't have, I had $7 in my wallet when I left this and did this. That's the type of stories we want to hear. And we've opened up a lot of channels of conversation, or at least been able to talk to a lot of people. And we're now also working with some groups that are pro just supporting small business. Montana Policy Institute is one of them that we've struck up conversations with, and it's just going in a really positive direction, and the platform for businesses to tell their stories has been really neat.
All right, Ryan Rickert, congratulations on what you're doing and being a new dad pretty soon, too. But yes, WeBuiltIt.com. I love it. Keep on keeping on, brother, and thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet's Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
You got to love it. It's all about it. How do I say this so many different ways to all of you when we talk about it's power to the people. You pick up the phone. The phone trees, they really work. Remember, I've had these conversations on the air. 25 people or more, 25 people or more, you rattle a cage in Washington if you're calling a congressman or a senator. Imagine if you're trying to push to get the word out to vote. Of course, grassroots absolutely works. So here on America Tonight, we are bringing in our friends from AFP. This time it's Virginia State Director Audrey Jackson. And apparently, not too long ago, they had an incredible turnout for National Prosperity Action Day. And she's going to dive in and tell us what that was all about. I know it was a ton of phone calls. Audrey, thanks for coming on ATN.
Hey, thanks so much for having us. And yes, we had a great day on Saturday. Huge success. Over 400,000 calls. It was a great day for economic freedom.
Wow, so 400,000 calls. So how many people did you mobilize to make all those calls?
You know, I don't have an exact number, but I can tell you that we had over 100 offices, AFP offices. We hosted phone banks across the country. We had 8 right here in Virginia. And we had a great a day full from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. from the West Coast to the East Coast, and we were calling folks, live calls, designed to change the tone and the political debate in favor of economic freedom, limited government, freedom-loving people from across the country. It was great to see.
Did you jump on any of those calls? What were the people saying?
So we heard various things. A lot of folks, you know, wondered why we were doing this. They asked questions about economic freedom and living together, but really we're asking a simple question, whether folks agreed or disagreed with the policies they were seeing from Washington, whether they were helping or hurting the economy. And we're hearing that people are really seeing that Obama's policies have failed America. Everything from the healthcare takeover, which is going to increase healthcare costs, not the reform we need, $500 billion in new taxes from that healthcare takeover. And we're hearing this, you know, throughout Virginia is where I work for, and my counterparts throughout the country. We're hearing the same message, that the policies from Washington, the 43 consecutive straight months of unemployment over 8%, it's not what America needs. It's not what's going to build America's future. And we're out there just spreading that message.
Yeah. The so now you have a great day like that. And what's the encore? How do you follow this up?
Well, you know, Americans for Prosperity, a nonpartisan organization, we have a massive nationwide plan to educate citizens and mobilize the grassroots to make a difference. You know, we don't get involved in the election, but we put pressure on elected officials to make sure that they're standing up for policies that lead to what we believe will spur job creation. And that's what we're here to do. We did it in 2010, we did it in 11, 12, and we're going to be here in 13. And we're just making sure that politicians out of Washington and at all levels of government, frankly, that they know that the grassroots want reform. They want, lower taxes. They want freedom back in this country. And I encourage everyone to go to AmericansForProsperity.org, sign our Obama's Failing Policies petition, and we encourage folks to just join us. And we have made, on top of those 400 calls, our field plan throughout the country has made 3.8 million calls. And then alongside of that, we have bus tours running throughout the country. We have television commercials all over the country, just spreading the message of job creation and overall economic freedom.
Yeah. What made you obviously have passion for this. I mean, this is your gig, but I can hear it after interviewing, 15,000 people, you can tell when somebody's really, really amped up about what they do. How'd you get involved with AFP?
Well, it's funny you ask that. You know, I was working actually for a candidate back in 2005, and I tell this story often, but I was actually at one of the first organizational meetings in Harrisonburg, Virginia, as a recent college grad working my first job, and this organization, Americans for Prosperity, was starting up in Virginia, and they asked me to come and hear what they were all about. And I was sold. These were principles that I had been raised on, being a kid of a small business, two small business owners. I knew that I wanted to protect freedom. And so I actually was an activist and have worked several jobs for different candidates, for different organizations. And now I'm fortunate to be able to run the state organization here and be the state director here in Virginia. And it's great. I started out as an activist and will continue to be an activist. And it's great to wake up every morning and come to work and defend liberty.
Yeah, and you know this, Virginia is so much in play. What are you hearing from people in Virginia about this upcoming election?
There are a lot of undecided folks still out there, folks that just really aren't sure. But one message that I'm continuing to hear is across Virginia, obviously folks were supportive of this reform that President Obama had promised. And a consistent message that we are hearing is he failed on his promises. Everything from health care reform. He promised this great reform. Well, this reform we're seeing isn't reform that we need. It's not going to promote better costs, better affordable health care. It's not going to improve access to care. folks are concerned about what comes along with some of these things that he has done. Specifically here in Virginia, we have coal in Southwest Virginia, and the president has made a war on coal. And we've got 1,200 jobs that are going to go away in Virginia in the next couple of weeks by one plant closing, and there's probably eight or so more that are going to follow it. And it's not only just the jobs in Southwest Virginia, you've got utility prices. So folks are concerned, and I think that the message that we're, you know, hearing is this isn't the reform we need. We do need reform in Washington. We need regulatory reform. We need affordable energy, and we need health care that families can afford. And one additional thing is we're hearing from women that the cost of living is making it more difficult to get the kids to soccer practice, to put food on the table. And, you know, we're just making sure that these folks know that Americans for Prosperity is here. We want to help them be educated in how to spread this message to their friends and their families. And we're putting a phone in their hand, and they're calling folks right there in their community and finding out whether other folks share in that vision of freedom and liberty right here in Virginia.
And when you talk to people, the demographics, is it across the board? I loved your description of women who are saying, listen, they want their kids to still be able to be active and do practices and go to soccer and all that stuff, but they have to wrestle between what they can put on the table and doing that. So obviously you have that demographic, but is it older and younger as well, women and men?
Absolutely. We had just Saturday, we had a kid who is 15 years old. He hadn't even vote yet, but he said to me and to our president, Tim Phillips, he said, I'm concerned what this is going to mean for me just to get through college. And he's thinking ahead. He's hearing, he's reading, he's learning about the principles. And then we have people from all walks of life. These are real Americans, real people who get up and go to work every day. And then folks that want to get up and go to work, and they just simply, there aren't jobs in their neighborhood. I have a neighbor here in my community who still is looking for a job, and he's 50 plus years old in the home building industry, and he's still looking for a job 3 years later after being unemployed. And he doesn't see a light at the end of the tunnel. He's blown through his retirement. And this is not America. This is not what we should, this is not American exceptionalism. We need to see prosperity, and we need policies out of Washington that allow people to create jobs, allow people to go to work, and quite frankly, allow folks to be free and enjoy all that is America.
Yeah. And for AFP, I mean, it couldn't be bigger. You know this, Audrey, looking at stuff, because now so much of the focus in this election is over the economy and over jobs and where we're headed, especially when it comes to small businesses, which I forget the statistic, but it's staggering. It's something like 90% of the businesses, which the definition is 500 or less. That's what the backbone of this country is.
That's right, and the government is in their way of allowing them to create jobs. I mean, we're seeing business owners afraid of making an expansion in their business or hiring more people because they don't know what's ahead. The confidence level on what's coming around the bend from Washington is halting the economy, and we can't have that. We cannot have business owners afraid to grow and hire people.
Yeah.
The economy rolling.
I agree.
It doesn't put food on the tables of working families in Virginia and across the country.
Yeah. Audrey Jackson, AFP's Virginia State Director, thanks for popping on the show. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Love to be here. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well and wastewater sources. Aquapail, available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.